You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success today. We're speaking with Ethan Yao, employee number one and head of innovations at Blast.com, a company that bridges video gaming and financial technologies. Mr. Yao, a pleasure to have you today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric.
And you're most welcome. Our pleasure. Looking forward to hearing all the details here. So I heard that you've had an interesting upbringing. Get into some of those details to kick things off today.
Well, so I was actually born in the Siberian city of Harbin. I don't know if any of the listeners actually know. This is the city with the ice castles that everyone sees on Facebook every winter. So it's quite an interesting spot. But if we draw like a Game of Thrones reference, this would be the north. But I actually came to America, you know, when I was 11. Then I actually didn't speak a single word of English back then. But, you know, to get to, you know, where I am today, I have to do a lot of things, you know, entrepreneurially and unorthodoxly. So, you know, it's a little interesting, but I went to Villanova, then I went to Harvard, then, you know, I am the employee number one at Blast. It's been quite an interesting ride.
I'd say that is some quite interesting upbringing, no doubt about that, and interesting as well. What was your first foray into entrepreneurship? Talk to us about that.
So I was actually working working at a large conglomerate called Siemens, Siemens AG, but I was you know, laid off in 2010, 2011. So I was, you know, on unemployment, and I actually met my my girlfriend, now wife, at that time. But she was actually living in West Philly. You know, West Philly is pretty much as dangerous as Baghdad. So I decided that, you know, almost immediately after we met, I said, hey, what if we move in together? But at that time, I didn't live alone, so that we actually moved to a a very expensive building in Philadelphia. But you know, with no job and no income, you know, things had to get quite innovative. So I guess you know, a shout out to you know, Damon John's the book, The Power of Broke, right? When you're actually broke, you're your head starts turning, right? And so I saw an opportunity for import and export business. And so I basically just YOLO'd and, you know, charged $10,000 on my credit card, you know, at the beginning of the credit cycle. And, you know, that gave me pretty much 60 days of interest-free loan to operate and start a business. And, you know, I paid off the $10,000 immediately after like 30 days, and I was rolling afterwards. So that was quite interesting. And, you know, it's just, I guess, taking advantage of, you know, the different opportunities and taking a risk.
Yes, sir. Taking a risk for sure. Good stuff and good information. How did you meet the team at Blast? And tell us about how Blast started. Kind of touch on that a little, and we understand you were the company's first hire and were there and have been there since the founding of the company. Is that all correct?
Yeah, so not too long after I graduated Harvard, I started a business with a very well-known entrepreneur here. I founded Armatic, another you know, fintech company, but I think there seemed to be some fundamental differences, so they, you know, we separated. But so I was attending, you know, venture capital conferences and you know, investor meetings afterwards. So I actually met the Walter Crittenden, the CEO of Acorns Blast and the founder of, eOfferings, which turned into E-Trade. I met his chief compliance officer at one of the investor meetings. So I said, hey, what if I go play along with you guys at Acorns? Back then Acorns, was not as big as what it is today, which is, $860 billion today. But I think back then it was like 100 or 200 billion. Actually 100 and 200 million. So he set my profile up to Walter, Walter thought that I wasn't going to be a good fit at Acorns since, I'm pretty much an early stage entrepreneur at heart, right? So he said that, since my background has been in finance and entrepreneurship and in gaming, actually. So I'm actually a semi-pro esports player as a hobby. So he said that, what if we start something around gaming and finance? So I was actually the first member of the team, along with, the founders of Acorns. And it's been interesting since the beginning, because in the beginning, I was just like five guys in a room on the floor thinking, like, how do we make this work, right? And now I think Blast is raising another round at, I think, $60 million. So it's been a fun ride.
And I'd say that's an understatement. A lot of awesome stuff going on there. Today we're joined by Ethan Yao, employee number one and head of innovations at Blast.com, a company that bridges video gaming and financial technologies, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, what is gamification of financial services and how is it an improvement on what's already out there?
So basically, gamification is the process of taking something that already exists, like a mobile app, for example, and integrating game mechanics into motivating participation, engagement, and retention. So, the fintech apps that we're most familiar with, like, Blast, Acorns, Stash, Digit, so... these are all mainly targeted at millennials. A fun fact about millennials, that most millennials have played at around 5,000 to 10,000 hours of video games in their lives. According to Malcolm Gladwell's theory about how 10,000 hours of anything makes you an expert, right? So majority of millennials are most likely experts in video games, whether they admit it or whether they recognize it or not. We see gamification of existing fintech already, but just in its infancy form. We see leaderboards, we see challenges, we see ranking, like in Stash, we see using profiles and avatars, like in Twine by John Hancock. So we see all these very basic gamifications already in financial services, but I think we can definitely take it one step further and say, hey, what if we use a gamified approach to financial advisory, right? So maybe your financial advisor is not an actual guy, but maybe a game character, or can we use a role-playing game to simulate the Monte Carlo simulations for your future? To come up with a more precise form of financial model for yourself. Those are some of the examples that we're playing with.
I got a big question for you. Tell us, what's your plan now that you've recently left Blast? I understand. What's next for you?
So I think right now, I technically have three or technically two approaches. You know, one is continue to innovate in fintech, and another one is, you know, to pursue the passion project, right? The passion is still, you know, gaming and esports, and I understand that, you know, right now, gaming and esports is it's pretty much the most hyped thing right now, you know, along with, you know, Ninja, Fortnite, you know, probably everyone has now heard in 2019 about Apex Legend, right? So we see the, you know, the tremendous growth within the esports or gaming industry that, you know, even today or yesterday, that, you know, Google has recently decided to enter gaming. So it's putting out, you know, a lot of diversity of products, and along with, you know, Microsoft, Sony, and pretty much everyone else. So this is definitely a high growth industry right now. So and it's definitely you know, my personal passion. Whether you know, if it makes the same amount of money as say if I stayed in financial services, I think I'm more leaning towards the passion rather than the money.
Well, Ethan, it certainly has been a joy to have you with us. Quite an inspiration, your background and story and success so far. Really appreciate your time as well. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a final word, a tip, anything else you'd like to share in conclusion today?
I think to the listeners, I think one top tip is to never be afraid to try anything. I've never filed a patent in my life before last, but right now I have 14 patents under my belt within 1 year. So it's been giving anything a try, as long as you know you have the ability to deliver, it really gives you the edge to, you know, whatever you're trying to level up, right? So I think that's probably the tip of the day.
And we'll take that information and run with it, no doubt about that. If folks wanted to be in touch with you or get further information on Blast, where's the best place they could get all these details?
You know, for a gamified financial services experience, please check out Blast at blast.com.
And Ethan, again, thanks for your time and for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly was our pleasure.
All right, Eric. Happy to be here.
We've been speaking with Ethan Yao, employee number one and head of innovations at Blast.com, a company that bridges video gaming and financial technologies. And for further details, once again, it's Blast.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
This is the ePodcast Network.